Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Playing sports can have many benefits for young people, both on and off the court or field. Most youth sports remain separated by gender. Debate around separating athletes by gender has become a hotly debated issue internationally at the collegiate and professional level. Could there be an opening for more co-ed youth sports programs? For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lee Dunn, Director of Coaching and Programs for San Francisco Youth Soccer and host of the podcast, Lee Dunn Soccer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Do all kids learn sports the same? For example, you use a method called reality-based learning. Talk a bit about that.
So reality-based learning is about giving the player, whether male or female, the opportunity to experience the game that they are training for. So for me as a soccer coach, it's about putting them in reality-based learning, so the soccer is, they're playing the game of soccer. It's 3v3, it's 5v5, 2v2, any kind of variation of the numbers. But the learning that takes place when they are actually doing, and if you ask most teachers, most of them will explain how their young students learn by doing things. And that's exactly what reality-based learning is, about giving them an opponent. And often you'll see individuals learning technique or skill and starting to try to kick a ball without really having an understanding of why they need to kick a ball. And that's really what reality-based learning is. We want to pass, but we need to understand when to pass or when to shoot. So reality-based learning gives our players a lot of fun, a lot of experience in a very short amount of time. And the underwriting kind of concept of it is that they have a lot of fun, they love to play the game, and they want to keep coming back because they go to soccer practice, they want to go and play soccer. They don't want to run laps or dribble through cones because it's not very realistic. So that's what our reality-based learning is all about. And I'm an educator for U.S. soccer, so I get to educate coaches in San Francisco and the greater kind of Northern California area. This is kind of the rule that we follow by, that reality-based learning is the best way that we can give our kids an excitement and a really good experience of playing soccer.
A New York Times piece explored what school-age student athletes thought about co-ed sports. Not all were convinced co-ed teams were fair or fun. So what are the main reasons we separate sports by gender?
I think that's a very historical thing. I think that the introduction here was about how collegiate and professional leagues have their own arguments around separating. And I think from my own experience with San Francisco Youth Soccer, we offer co-ed teams from second grade through high school. And what we see is we have a lot of co-ed teams that play in the younger divisions, so second and third grade, generally before middle school. And by the time we get to middle school, it's often that these players have decided that they don't really want to play together anymore. So we find that our co-ed community is built around the schools that these children are playing in. They're generally classmates, and we are at the grassroots level of the game. So it's about access, it's about opportunity, and it's about experience. And I think when players are starting to consider being this super competitive and they're traveling outside of the city or they're traveling across the country and beyond, I think then that's where the discussion gets a little deeper around co-ed sports. But our mission in San Francisco is about access to the game. It's about providing opportunities for individuals to play. And we see that the co-ed side of the game is really, really strong, and that we're able to build divisions for co-ed teams to play. And I think it's really rewarding also for the coaches that get involved, because it is often masculine. It is often kind of separated, where dads will coach and will often experience that moms won't do so much. And we really love when we have this co-ed side and also boosting the female side of the game, too, that it encourages female role models for these young players to come and get involved, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your insight and thoughts on youth soccer. That is Lee Dunn, Director of Coaching and Programs for San Francisco Youth Soccer. Also the host of the podcast, Lee Dunn Soccer.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.